You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole of the law and prophets depend on these two commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, if you just take a simple look at any bookstore that you could go to, or if you peruse any online giver of books, what you're going to find is that one of the largest sections in the whole store is self-help books. You can get lost in it. And I think that's kind of the point. Is because by the time anybody goes to that section, they're already lost. Each of us are looking for happiness within our lives. We're looking for peace. And guess what? If you look at the gospel today, Jesus sums it up very succinctly. Two sentences. Two sentences is what he uses to compact the whole of what it means to be truly happy as a human being. Gives us two things. He says, one, love God. Second, be kind to your neighbor. Kindness toward your neighbor. That's all that our Lord is really moving toward in this. It's really not that complex, is it? It's hard to live out. It's really hard. And we can spend the rest of our lives just sitting with those two words of Jesus, because that's the key to human happiness that we're all seeking. Love God. Be kind to your neighbors. Let's dissect that, especially the first part. Break it off into those two. The first part, love God. What does that mean? How do we do it? It's part of human happiness. He says what? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Implied within his description of what Jesus is going through here is loving God has an anthropology to it, meaning that it has a description of what it means to actually be a human being. Because what are we as human beings? Three parts of us. One is our mind. Two is our eternal soul or spirit. And three is this bodily thing that God is going to raise up on the last day to be with him forever. All three things are important for us to be humans. And what Jesus is really trying to tell us about this is he's saying that to be holy or holiness is really about wholeness. W-H-O-L-E-ness. Completeness. In fact, if you want to know what makes a good week, all you have to do is examine yourself on those three elements. Think about it. The past week that you just experienced. Ask yourselves these three questions. Did I pray more this past week than just when I came here to Mass on Sundays? Or when I lost my wallet or my cell phone? Did I pray? Did I nourish my spirit? Did I get some kind of exercise in this past week at least one time so that I can nourish the body that God gave me to worship him with? Did I challenge my mind in some sort of profound way so that I could use the intellect that God gave me in my mind to glorify him as well and to be expanded to the fullness of my human potential? Did I do those three things? The challenge for us this week is to stop just for a moment and look back at ourselves and say, well, was it a good week? Maybe I accomplished all the tasks that I had laid before me in my week. Maybe I finished all my assignments, took all of my exams, I kept my room clean. Maybe I made it to work and to class and all my practices and games and did well. But did I grow in my vocation to be a human? A human whose destiny is to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be the real child of God that God has made me to be, who one day, as we talked about last week, is supposed to spend eternity with him in heaven. Did I make progress toward that? For example, if I look at my last week and I say, okay, I worked out each and every morning. I hit the weights. I went ahead and I read a good classical novel like Les Miserables, and I did so to challenge myself in the original French. But I forgot to pray. Then it was a bad week if I forgot to pray, because I didn't accomplish all those three tasks. If I didn't stop to put God in the very center of my life, where he's supposed to be in the center of my activities, it's a bad week. I didn't make it. Say that I woke up every single morning this week and went to that Blessed Sacrament Chapel that is right over there and prayed before him for an hour every single day. And I took that time to, yes, go there and work out, to go and lace up my running shoes and take off for a little bit. But I forgot to challenge my mind. I just filled myself with all sorts of mind-numbing entertainment all week. It was a bad week. It was a bad week. I didn't accomplish what God has called me to do. All three, every single one of those, body, mind, and spirit, all three of those things need to be present in our daily and in our week. We can't just be content with praising God here on Sundays and then we make not make without making the rest of our week central with Jesus Christ in the center of it. Not just on Sunday, but every single day. And if I'm to stand here before you, I'm telling you, I'm preaching to myself probably more than I'm preaching to any of you. You probably do it better than me. I struggle in this every single week to keep all three of these things in place and to not get them out of whack. It's a tough thing to be able to do, to love God with my whole mind, with my whole soul, and with my whole body, which He's given me. It's a struggle to do. But one thing I can tell you from my own experience is that the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning is I just take that moment to say, thank you, God. And I ask Him for help for the rest of the day because I know that I can't make it if I don't. If I don't somehow reach in His strength and ask for His help, my day is not going to go well and I'm going to fail and fall flat on my face. It's not just because it's a part of the job description of what a priest is supposed to be that he's got to pray. It's because I know that without it, I'm completely lost. I need it. I recognize that need. But one thing that I struggle with is to roll out of bed in the morning and actually lace up my running shoes and go off for some exercise. I struggle with that. To get out of my bed and to go into the other room where I've got some weights and start lifting them. I don't know. God just didn't make me that way where that's a huge desire in my life at this point. I struggle in that way. I'm getting better at it. But I struggle each and every day to take that aspect to make sure that I take enough nourishment into my body. I struggle. But God is helping me. And I want to be able to do it because I have to worship Him not just with my mind and with my soul, but I gotta love God with even my body. God has made this body to be with Him forever. So that's the challenge with us. Challenge with us is to look at our life under these three aspects that God gives us, to ask myself, am I worshiping God with the whole of my person, loving God with all that I am, body, mind, and with my spirit? So we got the love God part, right? Well, what about being kind to my neighbor? What does that look like? What's the first thing that we normally think about when we think about loving God or through our neighbor, by being kind to our neighbors? We usually think of the Good Samaritan, right? That person who's down on their luck, they're out there, they're poor, they're beaten up, and we got to do something to rescue them, right? Well, that's an important thing. I mean, we have a great ministry here in St. Rose, St. Rose Charities. It's right back here that does that kind of work. And we need more of you to join to help out with that ministry. That's an important thing, but that's not the full of it. Our first reading talks about that. Our first reading that Krista gave for us talked about what? It talked about care for the widows. It talked about care for the orphans. It talked about care for the immigrant, which is really care for the whole of our community. Not just individuals, but the whole of everybody at the same time. Not to get locked up in ourselves, but to take a look at our neighborhood in the broadest terms possible. You remember our late great Pope, St. John Paul II? He wasn't that long ago. He died in 2005. His feast day was actually last Sunday. Last Sunday was his feast day. And he used to talk about this great virtue called solidarity. You know what that is? Solidarity? The virtue of solidarity is a challenge, means that I can't think about myself in isolation from everybody else. It means that each of us live in relationship to every single person which we encounter within our day, and we can't see the other person as totally other, but to pursue my own happiness, I have to somehow take into account the happiness of all those who are around me. It's a communal attitude, and that's what it means to be a Christian, to be a Catholic, not just to look for my own personal peace, but to see the way I can bring peace to the whole of those who are around me, especially my family, and then moving beyond that. That's what it is. And I know here in Santa Rosa, we get that because we understand that we have to care for one another. That's why we say in Santa Rosa, gotta be our brother's keepers. That's what we are. You know, in the seminary, I had a nun psychologist who came and gave us a conference one time. It was a great conference. I usually don't remember many of the conferences, but she said something succinctly in just a couple sentences, summed up what it is that we're supposed to live in loving our neighbor. What she said is that everybody has their beautiful people and their not so beautiful people. We each have them. As somebody who's in charge with ministry, as she was speaking to us, she said, you have to love your beautiful people and also your not so beautiful people at the same time. Isn't that right? There are some people within our lives who we just find it really easy to serve, to be around, to help in ways. And there are other people that just drive us up the wall that are just so annoying. We each have that, right? Within our lives, we recognize that. Those are the people who say those who don't really understand what personal space is, and they just talk too close to us. Or those people who just ask too many personal questions that you don't want to answer at work, right? Or those people who are always complaining about their life, about their job, about their dog, or whatever else is going on. Just always complaining. Or that person who is a big show-off and wants to show how much smarter they are than you are. Or how much more talented they are than you are. Always praising themselves. Perhaps it's in dealing with grandma and the difficulty she has, or a sibling and the struggles that they're going through. We have those beautiful people within our lives which are easy to serve, but we also have those people who are just annoying, those not so beautiful people. There's always somebody in my life that's really tough to get along with, to live in a relationship with, but the thing is, they're not poor. They're not living in rags. They're not carrying all their belongings around with them in a shopping cart. That's what God is trying to wake us up to see how our neighbor is somebody who's actually a lot closer to us than we think. They're a part of my life, but I find it difficult at certain moments within my life to pick up the phone when they call. I can text anybody in the world. I can give a phone call to somebody I've never met in another country. But just to dial those numbers of that person is just too difficult. I can't do it. And the Lord is calling us today to say, if I want to be complete, if I want to be whole, if I want to be his disciple, then I have to live in solidarity, which includes also my not so beautiful people within my life, those who I struggle with, especially if those people are the ones who are in my own family, especially if they're ones who I pass each and every day in class or at my place of work, especially if they're ones who live actually right next door to me, or even in the room next door. Brothers and sisters, the message of the gospel is simple today. Happiness is quite simple, but it's a great challenge to us. And it's not something that you're going to find if you go into Barnes and Noble's and just look at their self-help section. The challenge is this, to remember that holiness is actually wholeness. W-H-O-L-E-N-E-S-S. Wholeness, completeness. It's about being a complete person, about striving each and every day, each and every week, to love God with the whole of my body, the way that he made me, both body, mind, and with my spirit. And if from that profound experience of God's love that he shares with me, then I'm called to live in solidarity, in oneness with those who are around me, to share his love with others. Which means, yeah, I'm going to do it with my beautiful people, but the challenge, I got to do that with my not so beautiful people at the same time. Praised be Jesus Christ. Now and forever. Amen.